భగవద్గీత 9.15 జ్ఞాన యజ్ఞేన చాప్యన్యే యజంతో మాం ఉపాసతే ఏకత్వేన పృథక్త్వేన బహుధా విశ్వతో ముఖం. కృష్ణ ఇస్ స్పీకింగ్ హియర్ ఎన్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ట్రాన్సిషనల్ వర్డ్స్ ఇన్ ద భగవద్గీత. అండ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ పీపుల్ విత్ వైడ్లీ వేరింగ్ కన్సెప్షన్స్ అబౌట్ హిమ్. 9.11 and 12 talked about those who misunderstand him, thinking him to be a material person, thinking his form to be ordinary. That is 9.11 and 12. And then 9.13 and 14, he has talked about those who understand him to be the absolute truth and surrender to him, making him the ultimate goal of their lives. So the first category, he uses the word mudha to describe them. Second category, he uses the word mahatma to describe them. Now, in between these two poles, there are many other people. And Krishna talks about them here in 9.15. And he says, jnana yagyena chapya anye anye. Other people, what do they do? Jnana yagyena, with worship through knowledge. Jnana yagya yajanto mam upasate. Yajanto, they worship me. Mam upasate, they worship. So worship me through sacrifice. Yajanto is actually more through sacrifice. So they worship me through sacrifice. But what kind of sacrifice? The sacrifice of knowledge. And then he talks, these people are of three categories. The anya, anya means different from the two categories, mudha and mahatma. These anya are themselves having varieties. And they are ekatvena pruthaktvena bahudha vishvatomukham ekatvena. Those who conceive things in oneness. Those who are monists, we could say. Pruthaktvena bahudha. See things as diffused in various forms. Vishvatomukham. Vishvatomukham is the universal form. Now let's uncode the words here. Jnana yagyena chapyanye. So Krishna has used the word jnana yagya earlier in the fourth chapter, Dravya Yajnastapo Yajna Yoga Yajnastha Pare Swadhyaya Jnana Yajnascha Yataya Samshita Vrataha. In 4.28 he used that, and then again further 4.32-33 also talks about the Shreyan Dravya Mayad Yajna Jnana Yajna Parantapa Sarvam Karmakalam Partha Jnane Parisamapyate. So there he was talking about the sacrifice with knowledge. Krishna most famously uses this word Jnana Yajna in 18.70 when he says that Dishyate chaya imam dharmyam samvadam avayo Jnana Yajna tenaham ishtasyamiti me matihi. That those who study the sacred conversation, they are performing Jnana Yajna. They're doing the sacrifice of knowledge. Ishtasyamiti memati, and through that they are worshipping me. So study of the Bhagavad Gita is also sacrifice of knowledge. Here Krishna is not talking about that. So that means using our knowledge in the pursuit of the absolute truth, that can in a broad sense be called as Jnana Yajna. Now, what the conception of the absolute truth is and what is the knowledge that people have, that may vary from seeker to seeker. And accordingly, the nature of the Jnana Yajna will vary. So we shouldn't think that Jnana Yajna and Jnana Yoga are the same thing. Jnana Yoga is a particular method of sadhana which involves certain intellectual conceptions centered on na iti, not this. So, jnana yajna is something different. That means when one has knowledge and one uses that knowledge to try to pursue the absolute truth. About that here, he talks about the jnana, those who are doing jnana yajna, he talks about them in three ways. Ekatvena, in terms of oneness. So there are transcendentalists who by the eyes of knowledge see beyond the duality and diversity that characterizes life at the material level. And Krishna also talks about this in the 18th chapter, 20th verse. It says about knowledge in the mode of goodness means one sees that sarva bhuteshu yenaikam bhavam avyamikshate tu tadgyanam vinnisatvikam. When one sees that beyond the differentiated forms of the various living beings, there is a non-differentiate oneness of spirit that unifies all of them. That is knowledge in the mode of goodness. So, here, the Gita talks about people who have ekatvena, to see that spirit, and they aspire to realize the oneness of all spirit. There also, Krishna is saying, yajanto mam upasate, they are worshipping me. So Krishna is not talking about them in a reproachful sense. And this is striking, that just now he has talked very strongly in a reproachful sense about avjananti mam moodha manushim tanumashritam. So, all oneness is not one. All conceptions of oneness are not one. There are conceptions of oneness that are offensive, which consider Krishna's form to be an illusion, and Krishna reproaches them strongly, disapproves them strongly by deeming the proponents of such views as murha and saying that their aspirations moghasha, mogha karmana, moghyana vichetasa, that they will, everything they do will turn futile. But such is not the case here. When he says, ek jnana yajna chapi anya janto mam upasate, these people worship me, he is saying. But they worship me in a different way, in a way that is not necessarily the best. Ekatvena, so to be able to see the oneness of all spirit, all beings, that means to see beyond matter to spirit, that is a laudable thing. And that is good. Beyond that, pruthatvena bahudha. This is not simple demigod worship, but this is the idea that what is called in philosophical circles as henotheism. Henotheism means that there is one absolute truth who manifests in many forms. And the absolute truth is ultimately formless, but that absolute truth manifests in many forms. So, pruthaktvena bahudha, that such people also, Krishna says, they are worshipping me. But they are not worshipping with a proper understanding. Vishvato mukham, that they are not worshipping with a proper understanding will be mentioned later in this chapter. When he will talk about avidipurvakam, that not according to scriptural regulation their worship is. Vishvato mukham, refers to those who worship him in the manifestation of the universal form. We'll see that this single verse will be expanded upon in the later parts of the Bhagavad Gita. For example, the idea of Vishvato Mukham, which is mentioned in two words in this verse, will span over the full chapter of the Gita, the 11th chapter. And similarly, the idea of Ekatvena, that will be discussed in chapter 12, when Arjuna asks, who are better, those who worship him in his personal form or in his impersonal manifestation? And pruthaktvena bahudha, that idea of demigod worship will be talked about a little later, from 9.20 onwards till 9.26-27, practically speaking. So, essentially, this is a very concentrated verse which sets the we could say we set the scene for much further discussion in the Bhagavad Gita. And with an inclusive tone, Krishna says that they are also worshipping me. Ejanto maam upasate. Sometimes we are much harsh, much more harsh towards the impersonalism than Krishna himself is. We have to be careful not to ourselves get contaminated by impersonalism, especially when we are aspiring for pure devotion. But at the same time, we shouldn't consider all forms of oneness to be one and criticize these people who are actually doing Jnana Yajna. We shouldn't criticize them as if they are Mayavadis. So we'll discuss more about this verse in the future verses when, as our discussion moves onwards to different topics. Thank you.